lots of concerns about an Indian tribe bringing in castor bean production to the state of Oklahoma. Agricultural groups and agribusiness up in arms. The Oto Missouri tribe out of Red Rock, Oklahoma, has partnered with a group of out-of-state financiers to begin working on a project to grow 15,000 acres of castor beans and then convert them to biofuels. The tribe has already purchased the grain elevator in Red Rock, would like to eventually operate 16 plants around the state with 15,000 acres of castor beans in each area. The problem with castor beans is that it contains the toxin ricin, which is extremely dangerous and fatal if consumed, inhaled, or injected. Ricin is an illegal substance and has been used as a weapon worldwide since the 1940s. As a result, the agricultural groups in our state very, very concerned. Agribusiness has stepped forward and they have declared in a resolution that they don't want any part of castor beans in the state. The Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association, Oklahoma Agribusiness Retailers Association, and the Oklahoma Seed Trade Association have adopted the following resolution. Be it resolved that the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association, the Oklahoma Agribusiness Retailers Association, and the Oklahoma Seed Trade Association do not and will not support castor bean cultivation and production within the state of Oklahoma until such time as cultivated castor seed and its components are scientifically considered non-toxic. Joe Neil Hampton is the executive director of these organizations. We talked with him this last Friday during the Wheatland Stocker Conference in Enid.
You know, castor bean has a protein, ricin, that is extremely toxic. It is 6,000 times stronger than cyanide. It's 6 times stronger than cobra venom. It only takes a few to kill mammals, birds, even humans. And if we happen to get a castor bean in the grain and the feed and food supply, we've got terrible problems.
Know that there's some outside groups wanting to come in and grow them on a contract basis. What would that mean to our feed and grain industry?
Well, you know, the castor bean will be next year's volunteer crop, so that if the farmer grew them the next year, he couldn't grow another summer crop because you'd have the possibility of volunteer castor beans contaminating the load. It only takes two beans in 2.2 pounds to make that sample grade, and then you would have to call the Food and Drug Administration, and they enter the process, and, you know, we could have elevators who might get a castor bean in a load or a shipment, and then their elevator would be condemned.
So that could mean, obviously, tremendous economic loss.
It sure could, and we just feel like the economic benefit of using castor beans to make biofuels and the jobs it creates, is, the risk far outweighs that economic benefit.
What would you all like to see done in this situation then?
We would like to see something done that it's illegal to grow castor beans for commercial production in the state of Oklahoma until such time as it can be scientifically proven that they are non-toxic from the ricin.
The ricin really is the problem, right?
Ricin is the problem.
It's not just the agribusiness community upset, but agriculture groups also very, very worried. Terry Dietrich is the president of the American Farmers and Ranchers. He says they are looking very closely at what is being talked about by the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture as far as proposed regulations. And Dietrich indicates to us that this could be a huge, huge problem to Oklahoma agriculture.
There's just an awfully lot of unknowns. The main thing that is known is ricin is poison. And, you know, we can't get a permit to grow marijuana in Oklahoma. It's outlawed. We feel like that anything that has ricin in it should be outlawed also. And rather than deal with the castor bean as such, Texas A&M is doing some experimenting and research trying to breed ricin out of castor bean. Of course, the thing that comes to my mind is, what over years if it reverts back to its original? So there's always a problem there. But rather than try to tell somebody you can't produce castor bean, I think we need to say you cannot produce anything that has ricin in it, just like you can't grow marijuana on your farm. Even the terrorists, the Al-Qaeda, have in their notes, we've discovered in their notes, a possibility of using ricin as a terrorist activity. We don't need to be catering to that.
We also talked with Scott DeWald of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. They're very worried about livestock perhaps eating just a handful of castor beans. That would mean almost certain death.
We talked with Dave Lawman at the Animal Science Department at OSU. He says 10 to 12 beans ingested by a cow can kill the cow. And so, of course, that gives us some grave concern going forward. Mm-hmm. We also, of course, have to worry about the international terror things that we've been reading about in relation to ricin and utilizing that as a chemical warfare. So we obviously, our antenna is way higher than it was before, and we're going to be very, very cautious going forward in working with the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. I think they've got to really study this ricin issue.
They're actually got some with some com. They're asking for some comments right now, right?
They have a set of rules. I've looked at them very briefly. It does call for somewhat of a closed system. In other words, combines that are used there will stay there, be cleaned out with certain, you know, certain ways to ensure safety. I think we need to take a look at maybe making those rules even more strict, from the standpoint of should there be a buffer strip from the fence line into the property, so if wildlife, cows, whatever, horses, children, should the property be posted so that the general public knows what's going on? I think, to me, the big issue is the public health concern and the public safety concern. And until those two issues are answered satisfactorily, I think we have to say no to large-scale production of ricin in the state of Oklahoma through, obviously, castor bean production.
And indeed, that seems to be where most of our agriculture groups and agribusiness are right now regarding this castor bean issue. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.